Hey there, friends. It's Troidal Power here. The volume on this is off at first. It gets fixed partway through. I turn the volume down, and then it's much easier to hear me. But for a bit, you can't hear me very well. Sorry about that. But I also just want to take a minute here to mention I have a Patreon now. If you haven't heard it on other episodes, you can support me on Patreon in order to get early access to episodes and bonus episodes and to request things for me to play. So if you check that out, it'd be cool. Patreon.com/TroidalPower. And that's it. Enjoy listening to me play Star Wars Squadrons.
Okay, hello, and welcome to Troidal Power Presents Power Playthroughs Twitch stream, where I, your host Troidal Power, will be playing through some of Star Wars Squadrons. This game is doing the thing. Oh, there we go. I couldn't look around at the. Whoa, that's jittering bad. Why is it jittering bad? We're just gonna accept and move on. Weird. Can I reset? There we go. Oh, my dog is barking. It's very annoying. Yeah. So welcome. I'm Troidal Power. This will probably be a podcast and maybe even a YouTube video of this here Star Wars Battlegrounds in VR. It wants me to sit like sideways to look at it, which is weird. Look at that. There's Star Wars ships flying around. This is strange to me because my wife is actually in the room with me as I'm recording this. But she just got some fancy new headphones that make it so she can't hear me, which is weird. Star Wars Squadrons. So she's just sitting right there, but she can't hear me. It's very weird. After Alderaan is destroyed, pilots of the Rebel Alliance fight.
Is now live. Streaming Star Wars Squadrons. Star
the hell
Wars.
Is that?
In VR.
Stream elements just scared the shit out of me. Meanwhile, fearless TIE pilots enforce the will of the Empire. So I've got it set to read spectators' comments, but stream elements is going to just keep talking throughout, and it's going to scare me every time. So that's fun. Okay, customize your pilots, Reza and Bo. So customize. We can choose their head. We'll keep the default head. That's fine. Do they have? Oh yeah. We'll be Chick Reza.
Nothing but the best.
Easy victories incoming.
No.
Victory will be mine.
No.
We will bring order to the galaxy.
Maybe.
This won't take long.
Maybe.
Our victory is inevitable.
Definitely not.
They won't know what hit them.
My life for the Empire.
Yeah, I guess that's okay. Again, your name's still gonna be Reza. And Bo. Gonna be a cool lady here too. She's like out of focus for me. I don't know if that's just me. I mean, that doesn't look terribly out of focus. Human pilot 01. Can I be other than human? No. Oliver Oswald. Yeah, it'll be that one. Is that supposed to be a female character? I can't tell, but it's close enough. Oliver.
I'll outfly.
Right, accept. Choose your experience. Standard. Those head elements. Ooh. Yeah, we're going to use our onboard flight elements. Difficulty pilot is fine. Are you ready to begin a single player story? Yes. Can I please reset my positioning? I'm not, my camera is at a slight angle, and I really don't like sitting at an angle on the couch. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Ooh, I'm very excited about this. This is gonna be fun. Oh, hello, Darth Vader. Oh man, this is just a video. It's not VR. That's a bummer.
They incited rebellion and anarchy.
Wow.
I paid the price.
That's right. Okay. Oh man, that was just a shot on Alderaan.
To spread dissent.
Cool.
Find them.
It's like being in a movie theater.
Do not rest until the destruction of Alderaan is complete.
So we're hunting down surviving Alderaan people. Cool. Cool. Oh, I'm excited for this. his vigilance after the destruction of Alderaan, excuse me. Oh, ISD vigilance. Imperial Star Destroyer. Wow, that's cool looking. I wish this was in 3D. But it looks cool.
Lord Vader's orders are clear.
Are they?
Yes. Wipe out all that remains of Alderaan.
How? I understood the survivors were in hiding.
Intelligence reports a possible Alderaanian convoy heading to Foster Haven.
No. My internet went off for a bit.
Any standard ties today?
But we're back.
Flying old school, sir. This might be a real challenge after all.
So, the little bit of plot that happened there.
You hear me, Teresa. But I don't think you understand me.
Is that,
I guess we'll find out.
This captain thinks it's a little weird for us to be hunting down
follow my lead.
Survivors from Alderaan since we blew up Alderaan.
The convoy is out there. We don't want to scare them off. Let's do this right.
My female pilot has a little bit more of a masculine face than I was going for, but that's okay. I'm having headphone trouble here. Okay, there we go. All right, now we're in VR. Now we can look around and see TIE fighters hanging up above us. That's pretty cool. Just gonna look here. Can I tell? No? Hang on. Am I not live? I thought I was.
All pilots must check life support before launch.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good. We're totally good. All right. Let's stop worrying about the stream and just play a video game, shall we?
Troidle.
Somebody said troidle, but I don't know who, because it doesn't announce that, apparently. Look at this, we're inside of a TIE fighter.
Troidal power is now live. Streaming Star Wars.
Look forward and hold Star to recover. Okay.
In VR. A spooky ghost said it.
Begin pre-flight checks. Pilot, boot up your cockpit systems.
Sure. No problem.
Press X. That's not the voice that I picked. That's definitely not the voice I picked. Apparently, I am not a female character.
All systems up and running.
Cool. It looks so cool.
Looks nice, Billy.
Let's get a clean launch.
Thanks. Who is this? I can't see who's talking to me. Press L2 to target the ship directly ahead. Tap L2. Okay. Locked on. Captain Jarvis.
Forward sensor, online and tracking. Now, throttle up and deploy out of the hangar.
Okay. Throttle. Left stick to throttle up.
I'm playing as the Empire, but I must admit to having played as the Empire once or twice in a Star Wars spec.
Oh, Captain Jarvis. This is just who it started me as. I didn't get to choose whether to start as the Empire or not. Wow.
The rest of the fleet is back from Alistair.
This looks so cool.
Help to deal with that convoy of sympathizers.
To decrease throttle. Okay, let's slow down a little bit.
Helix Squadron, we're prepping your Gazanti transport. Stand by.
Copy vigilance.
I did not hear what that was. Let me see. Hang on. Can I possibly read my messages down here? Maybe. That's what they said in Nuremberg. Hello, Lokthar.
It's Loka and Kylie in here tonight.
Wait, Kylie's here too? Oh, gosh. Oh no, you're both here. You're both going to be talking. I'm not going to know who's who. I won't be able to hear you anyway because the video game's loud.
Absolutely.
But I'll do my best. All right, here we go. Follow Captain. Too fast. Okay. Oh, too fast. Oh no. Okay.
We don't want any collisions.
Yeah, I don't want a collision. Left stick to roll. Okay. Yeah, I got that.
From inside, you forget how.
Okay.
She's on. Flying so close to the hull, there's no time to get careless.
Are we gonna fly by this ship?
You're right, sir. It is good to fly old school again.
I'm supposed to have subtitles. Hang on. Hang on. Let's go to VR settings. Snap turn off. Shows the way you turn your body while in the hangar. Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Audio. I'm going to turn the master volume down to about 60 so I can hear you all better.
That looks too extreme in VVR.
Subtitles on. Okay. Back. And back.
There's something very forthright about a TIE fighter. Okay.
I should be able to hear y'all better now. Okay. Following the captain around the fleet.
It looks like someone is testing battle formations.
Better here than in the field again.
Whoa! Do you see that light lighting up my cockpit? Where's that? Oh, I have windows up there. Okay, okay, hang on. We have to slow down and appreciate this. There's windows up there. Cool. And is there one behind me? Look, there's a little window behind me. Cool. Okay. I've lost the guy. Oh, God. My dog just jumped up onto the couch next to me and it scared me so bad. Okay. Okay. Where's my captain? There he is. Is that him? No, that's the people testing battle formations. Where is he?
Keep your distance, Helix.
Oh, I see. I've got a radar over here. Oliver?
I've known a few daredevils who found that out the hard way.
TIE pilots push the limits. Sometimes the limits push back.
This is great. This is so cool.
Happy playing this.
It's fantastic. Of course I'm happy. It's Star Wars in VR. I just wish I had a flight stick that worked with it. I actually just bought a USB. I bought a USB flight stick that I found at Goodwill, hoping maybe it would work on the PlayStation 4, but it doesn't, unfortunately. Okay.
I'm just happy it looks better than his Hyrule Warriors stream.
Well, this one's streaming straight from the PlayStation, and it's indoors, so... Or not indoors. It's closer to the Wi-Fi. Invert or customize. No, my flight controls are perfect. So yeah, it should look better. I hope it looks better.
Remember, Helix, we'll have support. But finding the refugee convoy is up to us.
I would hope you are indoors.
They won't escape the air.
It's cold outside.
It is very cold outside. So I'm attached to the bottom of a ship now. Because, as we all know, TIE fighters don't have hyperdrives, so I had to attach to the bottom of a ship that is flying me to the actual mission. Turn my volume up a little bit there. Cool. God, it sucks that these cutscenes aren't in VR, though. It's, like, disorienting to just cut to a flat screen. But there we are. I think that's our ship.
Yeah, but they cost less than half as much as an X-Wing.
That's right, that's why they're so cheap to build, because they have no shields, no landing capability.
PSVR?
Yeah. This is on PSVR. Oh, my pilot just cracked his knuckles.
Probably the most isolated trading post in the sector.
I can't read those subtitles. I have to, like, lean weird to read it.
If the refugees are hiding here, clearly they're not as innocent as they claim.
Is this my buddy? That's Carol. Carell? Okay, follow Captain Jarvis. I lost Captain Jarvis. I don't think it's Jarvis. I don't remember what his name is. There he is. Javez. Follow him towards Fostar Haven. God, reading stuff in VR is so hard for me. Like, I wear glasses, and so glasses plus VR is just weird, and it's, like, decent enough for looking at things, but trying to read is very hard.
Secure at least.
Interesting. There's a lot of cargo traffic today.
This is like mind-numbingly big thing we're flying up towards. Wow.
All cargo vessels. This is Captain Lyndon Javes of the Galactic Empire.
Javes.
Prepare for immediate inspection. And this is Fox. Tron Starhaven Station Master. Kindly avoid harassing my customers.
Be sure to say hi in chat.
If they cooperate, they'll be fine.
Rights to video Pilot, games proceed. Or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, what the robot said. I have a little things on the side of the lenses to keep my glasses from hitting. It freezing in VR is weird. I have little things on the side of the lens that keep my glasses from hitting the actual lens, but it means that I don't get quite the same seal around my eyes that I would if I didn't have them on, so like I can see my hands down below me. But I think that actually helps keep me from getting motion sick. Anyway, to scan an unknown ship or object, face it and tap L2, then approach it. Your scan will begin automatically. Okay.
Wait, we have always been loyal to the Empire.
Scanning, slowing down. Cargo verified.
We're loyal.
Okay.
I swear.
No refugees aboard. Carry on.
The real question is how clean would it be without the glasses?
It would not be. I've tried that before, and it's been an issue. I actually tried it with the Star Wars Battlefront VR thing, and it was okay when I wasn't in space, but as soon as I went to space, like, it was bad. So this works well enough. It's just reading things is a little weird.
Check another ship. So you're not impounding my ship?
Nope. Wait, a ship's trying to flee?
We should teach them
where?
Some manners.
All pilots, bring your weapon systems online.
Which ship's trying to flee?
Pilot, track it on your sensors and fire a small volley. Just enough.
Use the sensors to find the cargo ship.
See if they're hiding the refugees.
Is it this one?
There, stop that ship.
Where? I don't know what ship you're all upset about. Chase the fleeing ship. This one? No, that's the same one I was looking at. Ah, out there. Oh, that feels good.
Quickly, pilot. Disable that ship.
I'm getting them. I'm getting them. 1,500 meters, 1,400 meters. Oh, shit. Well, I failed the first mission. Okay, let's retry from a checkpoint. That's embarrassing.
A ship's trying to flee from a simple inspection. We should teach them some manners.
All pilots, bring your weapon systems online.
Can I have my weapons, please? Hang on.
Is that you making noise? Okay.
I wasn't sure if you were trying to get my attention.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Well, I want to do one mission at least. If I can get through one mission, I'll be okay.
No refugees here, sir. Whew. Just smuggled weapons and a cargo of spice.
Spice.
Smugglers. We should get to the station.
Okay. Into the station. Press X to cycle through targets. Oh, that's rad. Okay. Why didn't it tell me that earlier?
We are off to a great star, LOL.
Hey. You making fun of me failing that mission? Is that what you're doing? Follow Captain Jarvis. I'm following.
My customers are legitimate traitors. You have no right.
Ooh, spin moves.
Captain, the station's defenses just activated.
Oh.
Helix Squadron, destroy those turrets. We can't search under fire.
Where are the turrets?
No one shoots unless they're prepared for return fire. Even the Empire should know that.
Up to divert power to lasers. Okay. And away from engines or shields? Okay. There's one. There's a closer one. Okay.
The defense capability is dropping.
L2 to repair your hull. Okay. I'm pressing it. It says L2. Oh, L1. Keep going. Wait. I missed what was said there. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear with all the lasers and everything. Let's try spinning. That's a good trick. Because you guys like Anakin? Okay, spinning is actually working. Okay, there's still at least one more. Oh, it's right there. Okay. Turret's destroyed.
Good shooting, pilot.
Our reputation will never recover from this.
Captain James, I think I found where the refugees are hiding. On our way. Pilot, with me.
Lieutenant Corral is over here. Are we going to fly like... Oh gosh, look at that tunnel. We're gonna fly inside this thing. We're totally gonna fly inside this thing. And I'm so excited. Okay.
We've got enemy activity.
Enemy activity? What are these? X-wings? That's an X-wing. Get back here, you rebel scum. Okay, bad turn. Enemy shields, some sort of and regenerate shields, you must block through the shields. Yeah, okay. Lead your target. Yeah, okay. Your shot will hit the target. Watch how the enemy is moving. Lead. Okay. The controls feel very natural. I'm kind of glad that I wasn't able. What's happening? Repair my ship. Okay, getting shot a lot. Controls feel really natural. I picked it up very, very easily. Like, the sticks do what you expect. Triggers do what you expect. Like, it all feels very good in that regard.
They're finished.
X-Wing down.
Enemy is down.
I'm kind of glad my analog stick didn't work, because trying to play this with an analog stick would have been, or not analog stick, but my flight stick would have been really tough, I think. But I've never really played anything with a flight stick. The one I got will work on my computer, and I do have some old Star Wars shooters on PC. So I think we're going to have to try one of those eventually. Okay, what am I doing here? Am I flying, like, around the whole station? Where's the enemies at? Oop, there's one. My wife just ran upstairs to get the baby. Uh-oh. I might have to stop here. We'll see. She's going to try and get back to sleep. I'm going to try and blow up an X-Wing or two.
One more for me.
Spotting the enemies is a little hard with the VR, because the VR is not very high resolution. That's one of the things that, like... Oh, that was definitely a TIE fighter I was just trying to shoot. So the enemies are like just kind of small dots, but having the radar here is a pretty cool way to track them down. Come on. Where's the next one?
What do you know? I'm being followed.
It's behind me. Trying to repair. Where is he? Oh, there he is. Did I get him? All right. We destroyed all the X-Wings. And my child is awake. So I'm not going to be able to finish this mission. But hey, thanks for checking out the stream and the podcast or whatever. Tav and hope for the best. Hi, little man. Did you wake up? Hi. I know. That's like glasses kind of thing.
Wow.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.